It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Pete Davidson appeared on the Weekend Update segment of Saturday Night Live to apologize to veteran and congressman-elect Republican Dan Crenshaw, and this time he actually brought Crenshaw with him.
Look, I just wanted to say, for people that don't know, the reason you're wearing an eye patch right now is that you lost your eye to an IED in Afghanistan during your third combat tour, and I'm sorry.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate you saying that.
So we good?
We're good. Apology accepted.
Just keep breathing.
It sounds like my phone's ringing.
You're going to answer that?
No, and I'm just going to let it ring because that's rude to answer it. Let's just let it go to voicemail.
No, it's cool.
He cracked jokes and said that Pete Davidson looked like the meth from Breaking Bad, which, oh my gosh, I almost peed my pants over that one. He made a lot of lighthearted jokes, but then he did turn to a more serious note and said that from this incident, they learned that Americans can forgive one another. And since it was Veterans Day weekend, he wanted everyone to connect with a veteran. He said, maybe say thanks for your service, but I would actually encourage you to say something else. Tell a veteran, never forget. When you say never forget to a veteran, you are implying that as an American, you are in it with them, not separate. Separated by some imaginary barrier between civilians and veterans, but connected together as grateful fellow Americans who will never forget the sacrifices made by veterans past and present, and never forget those who lost their lives on 9/11, heroes like Pete's father. Oh my gosh, this was just an incredible thing. I am so proud of SNL for taking the higher road and being the bigger person and making this apology, which they absolutely should have done. It was absolutely the right decision. I was disgusted by Pete Davidson making fun of this guy and his eye patch when it did happen. And so I thought that this was great. Also, my favorite moment was after all of this and the joking and all that, when they were leaving the break, you can hear Pete Davidson and see him. He leans into Dan's ear and he whispers, "You're a good man," which I just think, like, think about this. All of us have made mistakes in our lives and really offended somebody or did something wrong.
You did that twice today. Yeah.
I do it all the time. And it is just so the feeling of being truly forgiven. Dan came on the show and truly forgave Pete when he didn't have to, and he did it with such grace, and it was just such a powerful moment. And I think that it was a really huge moment for the country with how divided we have been and the animosity that we have with each other and stuff with politics and all these things going on, for them to be able to do that.
I absolutely loved it, and I honestly thought when I saw the preview, because I didn't see it live, I'm like, oh no, they're mocking him with a person with a fake eye patch.
No, it was really him.
No, but it really was him. And Alex, you're right. You got to watch the full thing because it's like four or 5 minutes long, but it might have been one of my favorite things I've seen on Saturday Night Live in a long time.
Says a lot about Pete Davidson for apologizing. Says a lot about Dan Crenshaw for going on and forgiving Pete Davidson. A lesson in forgiveness today. President Donald Trump will award the 2018 Presidential Medal of Freedom posthumously to Elvis Presley, Babe Ruth, and Supreme Court Justice Scalia in a ceremony this week. The medal is the highest civilian honor in the U.S. and is given annually to people who have made outstanding contributions to the country. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, Miriam and Sheldon Adelson, and former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Roger Staubach, and former Minnesota Supreme Court Justice Alan Page will receive the honor as well.
Is he just going like, let me see, random name in my head, I'm going to give them the award?
That's how it always goes like that. I mean, like, President Obama gave one to, like, Ellen DeGeneres. It's always like random celebrities.
He's like, can I give Scooby-Doo and Shaggy an award?
Kate Upton and Justin Verlander are the proud new parents of a baby girl. Kate announced Saturday on Instagram that she gave birth to Genevieve Upton Verlander on the 7th. The model married the Houston Astros pitcher about a year ago. They had been dating for 5 years before tying the knot in Italy. And while performing in the rain, Taylor Swift blew her nose into a tissue over the weekend and then threw that tissue that was used onto her security guards, which it looks like she did by accident. It was kind of funny.
Sorry about this. Oh my god. Sorry.
It was just so awkward. Like, she accidentally, like, throws it down, and probably meaning for them to catch her or take it, and then just, like, she just throws it at him, her boogery tissue, and then she's like, I'm so sorry.
I'd take it.
I would too.
Right? I'd sell it. You're a big Swiftie, Alex. You might
frame
be like
it.
It's everything I've wanted.
I'd keep it under my pillow, and then I would sniff it later.
Mixed all the drool on your pillow. Yeah, because you never change your pillow sheets. Fun fact about Alex, you'll learn.
Hey, I do change them just after a while because I like the smell of my pillowcase after it's had a little bit of drool marinating on it. Okay?
That's so nasty.
That is the grossest word I've heard marinate be used ever before. You've ruined the word marinate for me. Ugh. P. People don't like moist. I don't like you saying marinate.
That's the garbage.
On the Joe and Alex Show. All right, let's continue. It's a Monday music marathon here on Radio Now.